Bend County Public Safety and Correction, please, the order. If we could stand for the pledge, and we'll have Scott lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to start out just thanking everyone for being here this morning. If we could get approval for the minutes from June 2nd and June 23rd.
Motion, Potter.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions or comments or corrections? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. All right, Tim, you are up.
All right, don't want to hold you folks up today. I know you got a big agenda. First item is Empire Access. This is for our County Route 7 tower lease. It's a 5-year agreement, $2,700 a year.
Is that a change, Tim, from before?
Actually, I think it's less than what we were paying before.
I'll move it.
That was quick.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. Are there any questions?
The rent includes taxes, electric, maintenance of the building, tower, guys, and land. How many guys work there?
Guides.
But it just says guys. They mean guy wires.
Guy wires, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Next is a scope of work from STN for splicing of fiber. As part of the regional project, what we would like to have is a second network within our radio network to be able to run the new system on in parallel with the current system. And then once we switch over, we'll be over onto the new system, but we have to splice some fibers to be able to do that. That's $13,200, and this will come from Homeland Security State Interoperable Communications Grant.
I'll move it.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there questions?
Yeah, can you better explain what it is you're doing? Are you doing a duplicate system?
Yep. So we're basically, so each of our tower sites has fiber optic cable that goes to it. Mm-hmm. And we've only has two set of fiber that are spliced currently out of, I think there's four or eight set of fiber that goes into each site. So we want to splice another set, another pair.
Okay.
In order to run in parallel. So the new system will run in parallel with the old system, because otherwise we would have to go to each site, cut each site over, and then turn that system on. And it would be kind of, there'd be lulls in service. So this way we would allow us to be able to put up a whole brand new network, run it, test it. And then when we're ready to cut off over, we'll just push everything over to the new network.
And so after you do the switchover, you still keep the duplicate system there in case you need to do something else.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be there for additional features or functions that we need.
Okay.
Are there any other questions? If not, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Okay, at the special meeting last month, I brought to you a proposal to do some equipment at the Canastillo Village Hall. We will need an intermunicipal agreement with Canastillo to do that project, so I need to add that as well to that project.
I'll move it.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? My only thing is, Tim, as I was reading this last night, I was kind of sleepy when I was reading it, and I was like, what are we building a casino for?
Well, you know, we are a little short on revenue.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Are there any questions about the intermunicipal agreement with Canastillo? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Okay, any other questions?
Nope.
All right, I'll give you back your day.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yes, thank you. So the law enforcement grant that was established last year, we did get one application here last month from the Village of Bath. It was emailed to you all, I believe. The amount is $6,418.24. As everyone recalls, there's a $10,000 limit up to five of these eligible. So $50,000 total eligible. We have the application and such on our website for folks to look. With that, if you folks are accepting of it, and this is for, as you can read, for the outfitting of MDT and radar into one of their vehicles, obviously a pretty important thing. I had thought that I had included the $50,000 in the budget. I looked back and I didn't, so my apologies, but we have enough excess revenue. We're normally 150 plus, 150,000 plus in excess revenue over budget. So recommending appropriating $50,000 more in expense and revenue. So a budget modification, essentially, to correspond with this.
So do you want two different motions?
We could do it in one.
I'll move it. A second.
So we have a motion and a second to move the $50,000 to the expense line and to the revenue line and approve the $6,400 grant to Bath Village PD.
I don't remember. I read that application, but wasn't there also a local match they had to do?
So we had talked about that and I went back through because Chris brought up that point. It looks like in all of the discussion and when you finally adopted it, you didn't include the local match. You set it at 10 grand. The discussion was kind of like, do we cap it and require a local match, cap it at a higher amount with a local match, or just have a lower cap of $10,000 with no match required? And that's
okay.
That's what the minutes and those sort of things state.
Are there any other questions? We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carry.
Thank you.
You have anything else, Jerry?
I do not.
Anybody else have anything else?
7 minutes.
Motion.
Really?
Move to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Yeah.